在这一次的灵会当中啊，想要以诗篇的九十篇来跟大家互相的勉励。
During this special convocation, I'd like to share with you the message in Psalm 90.
这是神人摩西的愿祷。
This is the prayer and wishes of Moses, a man of God.
摩西是一个非常有智慧的人。
Moses was a wise man.
他学习埃及一切的学问。
He learned all the great wisdoms in Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
In everything he did and said, he carried power.
他在属灵上是一个神人。
And in a spiritual sense, he was a man of God.
是直接跟神面对面讲话的人。
Because he spoke to God face to face.
看过神的荣耀的人。
He had even seen the glory of God.
那一个这么有智慧、灵性这么高的人。
Such a wise and spiritual man.
他把他的一生写成一篇诗。
He wrote about his entire life in one song.
啊，就是诗篇的九十篇。
And that is Psalm 90.
那诗篇的九十篇里面，首先摩西谈到对神的认识。
The psalm begins by with the understanding of God.
再来，他谈到人生的本质。
And also the nature of human life.
我们发现摩西对人生的了解，跟所罗门对人生的了解是一样的。
When we read the psalm, we find that Moses looks at life. Like just like Solomon looks at life.
如果没有神，
without God,
人生是虚空的。
Life is meaningless.
人活着是没有意义的。
It is meaningless to live as human beings.
那基于他对人生的了解，
and with his understanding of life,
所以摩西在神的面前有六个心愿。
Moses has six wishes before God.
我们发现我们对人生的看法不一样，我们人追求的东西会不一样。
When we look at our lives differently, we have different goals and wishes.
我记得有一个信徒啊，他有很好的工作。
There was once a believer who had a nice job.
每个礼拜六都上班。
But he had to work every Saturday.
因为有钱赚。
Because he made a good living.
那后来他的信心进步了。
But then he had a greater faith in the Lord.
他发现生命是有限的，钱是无限的。
Because he realized that life will end, and
钱是赚不完的。
But even though life will end someday, he could never make all the money that he wants.
所以他一旦有这个觉悟，
but when he realized that fact,
以后他安息日就不再上班。
He did not go to work on Saturdays.
所以对人生的看法不同，我们人生活的方式啊，一些决定会不一样。
The way we look at life determines the way we live our life.
好，那常常我们从生活的一些细节所做的决定，其实在反映我们的灵性。
And all the smallest decisions we make in our lives reflects our faith in God.
那摩西对神的这个愿祷有几样？
And there are a few wishes of Moses.
十二节谈到第一样。
Verse 12 is the first.
第一点，摩西求神让他得到智慧。
Moses asked God for wisdom.
有智慧才能够真知道神。
Because with wisdom he can know God.
有智慧我们人才会了解自己。
Only with wisdom can we understand ourselves.
有智慧，我们在生活当中才会做出很正确的决定，永远不会后悔。
With wisdom, we can make the right choices.
那个智慧的来源就是神。
And the source of that wisdom is God.
今天我们有很多很多的痛苦，都是从缺乏智慧来的。
We bring pain to ourselves because we lack wisdom.
第二点，摩西的祈求。
And Moses' second wish.
求神回转。
He asked God to turn around.
神不看以色列百姓，因为他们有罪。
God refused to watch over the Israelites because they sinned.
神不扬脸来光照他们。
God does not turn his face upon them.
他们就没有恩典了。
And they did not have any grace.
旷野路就再也走不下去了。
And they could not walk in the wilderness.
所以他求神让他每一天都有赦罪之恩。
So Moses pleaded with God to forgive their sins.
使神的脸常常光照他们。
So that God's face will always shine upon them.
天天活在神丰盛的恩典里面。
And that they live under God's grace.
这是摩西第二个祈求。
That was his second wish.
我们看第三个祈求。
Let's read the third one.
请看十四节。
Verse 14.
诗篇九十篇的十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
有时候我们看英文圣经啊，比中文更容易了解。
Sometimes the English translation is more vivid.
英文圣经是翻译说，用你永远不会改变的爱来满足我们。
Satisfy us with your unfailing love.
好叫我们一生一世能够欢呼喜乐。
so that we can sing for joy and be glad all our days.
欢呼喜乐是从一种满足的心所发出来的。
Joy and gladness comes from a satisfied heart.
那这种满足的心在代表一个人的心非常的健康。
And when we are satisfied, we're healthy in our mentally.
所以喜乐在代表一个人的灵性的健康。
Our joy reflects the health of our spiritual life.
帖撒罗尼迦前书里面说,
In 1 Thessalonians it says,
要常常喜乐,
Rejoice always.
要不住的祷告,
and never cease to pray.
要凡事谢恩,
and always thank God.
所以喜乐是神在耶稣基督里面为我们所定的旨意。
Joy is God's will for us in our lives.
那做一个基督徒要怎么真的才能够感觉到我很喜乐呢?
But how can we feel joy as a Christian?
要常常感觉到神很爱我们。
We must feel that God loves us.
那我们就会很喜乐。
If we do, then we always rejoice.
因为神的爱就是我们的满足。
Because the love of God is our satisfaction.
世界上最伟大的爱是神的爱。
The greatest love in the universe is the love of God.
我们信主耶稣就是要做神的儿女。
We believe in Christ to become His children.
做神的儿女没有感觉到神的爱, 就好像我们做儿女在家庭里面没有感到父母的爱一样。
But if we are His children and yet does not feel His love, that is like a family without love.
今天有很多子女的不幸, 不是他没有物质的享受。
Many children today go astray not because they lack something.
很多子女的不幸, 因为他在家里面没有感到父母的爱。
They don't lack anything in material, but they lack the love of the parents.
为什么他没有感觉到父母的爱?
Why don't they feel loved?
因为有时候父母对爱的观念不正确。
Because sometimes the parents don't understand love.
他以为我给我的子女很多他所要的东西就表示我爱他。
They give their children everything they can.
其实父母给子女一些物质上的东西只能够满足他物质上的需要。
But providing for them physically, that only satisfies their physical needs.
在一个子女长大的过程当中,
But when a child grows up,
如果他需要有一个很健全的人格, 很乐观的人生, 他需要有父母的爱。
If they need to have a healthy and happy life, they need the parents' love.
爱里面没有惧怕。
There's no fear in love.
惧怕含有刑罚。
Because with fear, there's punishment.
惧怕的人在爱里面没有得到完全。
When we live in fear, then our life is not complete.
所以人没有在这个爱的环境里面, 人的心常常是惧怕的。
If we don't live in love, we're constantly afraid.
那在这个惧怕的环境长大的小孩子, 一个人不会喜乐。
And if a child is always afraid, they're never happy.
因此做一个父母最重要的责任是要让我们的子女有很喜乐的, 很快乐的童年。
The greatest duty of a parent is to let your child live a happy life.
有时候我去访问一些, 小留学生。
Sometimes I visit many young students.
那是十几年前的事情了。
I visited them many years ago.
有很多的父母爱孩子, 把子女送到这个美国来。
There are many parents who love their children and send them abroad for education.
但是父母像空中飞人飞来飞去。
But the parents only visit them once in a while.
我常常觉得很可怜他们。
I really felt bad for them.
不是他们没有物质上的一些东西。
It is not that they lack anything in material.
说车子有车子。
They had a car.
甚至有的小孩子, 大家还没有 cellular phone 的时候, 他已经有了。
And even over 10 years ago, they had cellular phones.
所以他已经生活过得相当好。
So they lived a good life.
但是我觉得他很可怜。
But I feel bad for them.
因为他没有办法享受父母的爱。
Because they did not have the parents' love.
他没有办法去体会到家庭的温暖。
They could not feel the warmth in the family.
那父母为了要弥补对子女爱的不足,
And in order to make up for that lack of love,
常常给他们很多的钱。
The parents gave them a lot of money.
用物质的东西来弥补心灵上的不足。
They try to make up for the void in their heart with
几年,
money.
几年前啊, 洛杉矶发生一个谋杀案。
A few years ago, there was a murder in Los Angeles.
有一个青年谋杀了他的朋友。
There was a young man who murdered his friend.
这个青年是从台湾来的。
And this youth came from Taiwan.
他的母亲是台湾最出名的、非常出名的一个小儿科医生。
And his mother was a very famous pediatrician in
赚很多的钱。
Taiwan. And she made a lot of money.
她舍不得钱财的收入跟名跟利。
But she could not leave the fame, the money behind.
还有成就感。
And she felt she felt tied to her job.
她把美孩子送到美国来。
So she sent her kid to the United States.
在最好的区域里面买最好的房子。
She bought the nicest home in the nicest area.
小孩子小小的开 Mercedes Benz.
And her son drove a Mercedes Benz.
大家应该很羡慕这个小孩子。
And many people envied his life.
但是这些小孩子心灵很空虚。
Yet he felt empty.
常常开 party 狂欢到半夜。
He had many parties until early morning.
寻找刺激。
He tried to find stimulation.
到最后他发现活得很无聊。
But then he got bored of his life.
他就想着做一些事情比较刺激。
He wanted to do something fun.
就在开 party 当中把另外一个同伴谋杀就埋在他的院子里面。
During a party, he killed a friend and buried the body in his backyard.
那后来这个案子破掉了。
And finally, the police caught him.
他的母亲呢哭着一个泪人一样。
Her mother wept and wept.
因为他知道他没有给他的子女最重要一件东西。
Because she knew that she did not give her son what he needed the most.
就是爱。
It's love.
父母的爱，家庭的温暖。
The love of the mother, the warmth of the family.
我看到几个报道，让我觉得非常的感动。
And I'm often moved by many news reports.
我不晓得他们是不是基督徒。
I don't know if they're Christians.
这个 Pepsi, 这个 soft drink 里面有一个经理。
But there's a manager in Pepsi.
她是一个女的。
She was a female manager.
她的这个公司的阶梯爬得很快。
She rose through the ranks rather fast.
已经爬到那个公司的 executive secretary, 这已经是这个主管了。
And she became executive in PepsiCo.
后来她觉得她没有办法给子女爱。
But then she knew that she could not give love to her children.
因为大家上班之前她就要到公司。
Because she had to be in the office before everyone else.
大家下班她还要继续留下去。
And after everyone left the office, she stayed and worked.
以后她决定辞职不干。
And she decided to resign.
她的公司知道这个是人才。
But the company knew that she was talented.
所以她要辞职的时候，公司给她更多的这个待遇，想要把她吸住。
When she submitted her resignation, the company gave her a raise.
但是她就是不要。
But she refused.
因为她知道小孩子成长这是一种机会。
She knew that this was her chance to watch her children grow.
一个人从30岁到50岁是人在公司里面决定性的阶段。
Your life from 30 years old to 50 years old is a key point in your life.
但是人在30岁跟50岁也是我们的子女最需要我们一段时间。
But that is also a time where your children need you the most.
所以这常常有一个冲突。
And they often go against each other.
那在这个冲突当中，你必须要把你的这个优先顺序 priority 摆出来。
And in this conflict, you must set a priority.
是我经济的收入、我的成就感、我的名摆第一，还是子女的爱要给他爱摆第一？
Is making money more important than giving love to your children?
常常我们在世界上追求到一定的程度之后，
often when we make a certain amount of money,
我们回头要来爱我们的子女，
and then we decide to love a child.
我们发现他们的人格已经定型了。
We find that they have been set in their ways.
在没有爱的环境下，人格已经定型了。
Because they have been set in their ways without love.
你想要爱他已经没有机会。
And it's too late for you to love them.
他已经长大飞出去了。
Because they've grown up and left the family.
所以现在我们在谈到爱，不只是一种物质上的给予。
Love is not just providing for the material needs.
而是我们愿意让我们的子女感觉到我们很爱他，你愿意牺牲什么？
But rather to let your children know that you love them and can sacrifice.
另外一个女的职员在这个 IBM 呢，这个职位相当高。
There was another employee at IBM.
好，后来呀，她为着要让这个子女感觉到有爱给他们。
For the sake of her children,
她自动请辞降到比较低的职位去。
She asked to be demoted.
所以她有更多的时间给她的家庭。
So she could spend more time with the family.
所以很多人在世界上都了解对子女这种爱的重要。
People do understand the importance of love.
今天我们一个信主的人，
But, and as believers of Christ,
整本圣经的基本精神就是教导我们神爱我们。
We know that the entire Bible teaches us to love.
整本圣经的基本精神就是教导我们要爱别人。
The spirit of the Bible teaches us to love others.
甚至要超过自己。
More than ourselves.
那这个爱别人的第一个地方就是我们的家庭。
And the first group of people we ought to love is our own family.
我们看摩西的一生。
When we look at Moses' own life,
他从小在王宫里面长大。
He grew up in the palace.
他的爸爸没有跟他住在一起。
His father did not stay with him.
因为他的妈妈是用保姆的姿态进到王宫里面在照养他。
And his mother only took care of him as a nurse.
所以摩西在王宫里面，我们可以发现呢，他是没有家庭温暖的。
Moses did not feel the love of family.
他可能有一点点的母亲的爱，但是他没有父亲的爱。
He may have been loved by his mother, but not his father.
但是等摩西的信心长大之后，
But when he grew up,
他发现 有一个爱能够弥补你童年父母对你爱的不足。
He found a love that could make up for any lack he had as a child.
可以彻底改变一个人因为爱不足所产生一种偏差的人格。
It was a love that could change his life.
这个爱就是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
因为神的爱是非常的有力量的。
Because the love of God is powerful.
神的爱是大大能够吸引人的。
God's love can draw us to him.
因此摩西到年纪大的时候，
And when Moses grew older,
他发现人一生最重要的
He realized the most important thing in the world.
就是要被神的爱充满。
It is to be filled by God's love.
在神的爱充满当中来感觉到幸福。
And in that we feel fortunate.
在神的爱充满当中来感到喜乐。
And with God's love we feel joy.
今天这是我们要追求的一个方向。
This is what we ought to pursue.
神有没有爱我们？
Does God love us?
圣经说神从创世以前就爱我们了。
The Bible tells us God loves us since the creation.
神现在也是爱我们。
God also loves us today.
神将来也爱我们。
He will always love us.
但是有很多人信了主耶稣很久，还感觉不出来神到底在哪里爱我们。
But after believing Christ for so many years, many still do not feel God's love.
因为没有感觉到神的爱。
And because they don't.
所以他不会感觉到神在吸引他。
They feel no attraction toward God.
因为没有感觉到神的爱。
Because they don't feel God's love.
所以他的内心没有真正的满足。
There's no satisfaction in their hearts.
因为没有感觉到神的爱。
Because they don't feel God's love.
所以他的生活不会喜乐。
There's no joy in their lives.
那为什么有的基督徒天天在感念神的爱？
Then why do some Christians always remember God's love?
但是有的基督徒一生对神的爱一点感应都没有。
But others feel nothing at all.
这是我们值得思考的问题。
This is something we ought to ponder.
那摩西在这里说
Moses says here,
说求你使我们啊能够在你永远不移的爱里面得到满足。
Satisfy us with your unfailing love.
我们现在来想想到底我们要怎么样来感受神的爱，在这个爱里面得到满足。
So how are we satisfied by this unfailing love?
爱常常是需要思想，需要去观察，需要去思想。
Love requires to be observant.
因为有很多人他在爱别人，他没有告诉别人我爱你。
Because while many people love, they don't tell anyone explicitly, I love you.
美国的方式是比较开放的。
In the Western society, people may be more open.
所以他会告诉你我爱你。
And people will tell you I love you.
你听得很舒服，他不一定有那个动作，只是一直讲 Father, I love you.
And you may feel good, but they may do nothing after that.
但是东方人有时候也是有爱。
But in the Eastern society, people also love.
但是做出来他不讲。
But even though they do love you, they don't say anything.
所以有时候我们要去感受别人的爱啊，你要去观察，然后你要去思想，你就会受感动。
To feel love, you must observe and think, then you'll feel the love.
我记得我们教会有一个长者住在医院里面。
There was an elderly person in church who lived in a hospital.
他在教会里面做很多的圣工。
He had done much work for the church.
那他住在医院里面啊，有一个教会的这个宗教教育系啊，就写了一张贺卡。然后就慰问卡给他。
While staying in the hospital, the RE department sent him a card, asking him how he was doing.
那所有的这个学生啊，名字都签满了。
And all the kids signed their names.
那一个长者接到这张贺卡，非常受感动。
And when he received the card, he was touched.
那一张贺卡里面没有写说我爱你。
The card never mentioned we love you.
但是当他接到这张贺卡。
But when he received the card,
他知道虽然他已经退休了
he knew that although he was retired,
在圣工上不是很活跃
that he could not do much work anymore,
但是在小孩子的心中还是有他的存在
but the children still remember him,
他知道小孩子还是爱他
he knew that the children still love him,
所以他很受感动
so he was moved,
因此我们要去了解我们别人对我们的爱常常要去观察然后去思想
To understand the love from others, we must watch and learn.
我们教会有一个弟兄
There's a brother in church.
他的妈妈从美国回到台湾去
His mother returned home from America.
他的妈妈有这个风湿病
Because she suffered from arthritis.
他来美国几年了，很想回去
After staying in the country for a few years, she decided to go home.
但是这个台湾的湿度很大，他回去以后不多久风湿病发作
But Taiwan is rather humid, so she was in pain when she went home.
那后来就送到医院里面去
and she went to the hospital
啊，医了一段时间了，医好直接就送到机场又坐飞机回来
and after some time she decided to come back to the States
但是她实在很想回去
but she wanted to go home
所以她第二次买机票要回去
So she bought another plane ticket back to Taiwan.
那第二次回去以后, 她发现啊, 住在同一个房子里面, 奇怪, 怎么风湿病都不会再发作。
But this time around, although she lived in the same house, she didn't feel any pain.
有一天, 她看到她的房子里面有这个, 呃, 那个厨师机啊。
And when she noticed there was a dehumidifier in the home,
她很受感动。
And she was moved.
因为她的孩子在她还没有回来之差不多 一个月之前,
because before she went back home,
她就把窗户关起来,
the kids closed all the windows,
去买一个除湿机,
and bought the dehumidifier,
日夜一直冲,
and to get rid of the moisture,
把这个湿度降低了,
and they lowered the humidity in the home.
所以虽然她的孩子没有告诉她说我爱你,
even though her kids didn't say I love you,
但是她看到这个除湿机在那里转, 她就知道, 这个就是孩子的爱。
When she saw the machine working, she saw the love of her children.
所以有时候别人虽然没有出声告诉我们我爱你, 但是其实她在暗中做了很多爱的行动出来。
Even though people don't say I love you, they've loved you in behind, without you never knowing.
因此我们要去观察, 要去思想, 来感受。
We must watch and think about the love.
有一次电视在到, 报道这个男, 南斯拉夫,
once I saw a news report about Yugoslavia,
它首都叫 Sarajevo,
and the capital city, Sarajevo.
刚好, 这个在内战,
they were fighting a civil war then.
有一对青年的男女啊, 就从这个街上走过去,
there was a young couple who walked across the street.
后来那个男的被 sniper, 这个主机手打到了,
and the man was shot by a sniper.
就倒到那个地上,
and he fell on the ground.
那记者就很好奇, 用这个长镜头在试, 到底那个女的以后现在接下去会怎么办?
And the reporter caught the scene from far away, and they were wondering what would the girlfriend do.
那如果我们想想, 如果我是那个女的, 我下一步会怎么做?
And I thought to myself, if I were her, what would I do?
我想一定有很多人说, 既然她被打倒, 赶快溜啊, 不然下一个就是我。
Many people might say, since it's probably dead, I would just run away, or else I would be shot.
但是那个女的, 她跪在那个男的旁边啊, 用手帕一直擦她流出来的血, 因为她知道她快死了。
But the woman knelt by the man and kept wiping the blood from him.
过了不过几分钟, 另外一个子弹把他打到了,
and then the next, after a few minutes, another bullet hit her.
他就趴在那个男人身上就死了,
and she died with him.
所以这个镜头一照出来啊, 人说他是现代的罗密欧跟朱丽叶,
and as the camera rolled, the reporter said this is modern day Romeo and Juliet.
虽然他们没有说什么是爱,
even though they didn't say anything about love,
但是那个照片本身已经证明他们爱到如此之坚强。
Just from that footage, we know that they love each other till death.
以后这个南斯拉夫内战结束了, 好多人很受感动, 就把他们这个坟墓挖起来, 再葬到另外一个地方去。
After the war ended, many people were touched by that scene, and they moved them to a better gravesite.
美国总统甘乃迪啊, 的太太,
also the wife of President Kennedy,
有一件事情非常使人感动,
she did something that moved many.
就是甘乃迪在达拉斯被暗杀的时候,
when Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas,
他的车子在走动, 一个子弹把他先生打到了,
as the car was driving on the street, he was shot.
那个电视都拍出来了,
it was all caught on TV.
他的太太非常爱他先生,
and we could see that she loved her husband.
所以他的太太趴到他先生身上, 怕那个第二个子弹打到他先生,
she immediately put herself in front of her husband.
所以有人说女人是弱者, 但她当她爱一个人的时候, 她愿意为她所爱的人死。
Some people claim that women are weak, but when that happened, she will even take the bullet for her husband.
所以这一幅画使她非常的出名。
And that was a famous scene.
爱虽然没有用嘴巴讲,
even though she said nothing about love,
但是有很多的事情, 你观察, 你去思想, 你就会受感动。
But when you watch what people do, you will be moved.
那神对我们的爱也是这样子。
That is also God's love to us.
神没有出声告诉我们说我爱你,
God does not tell us I love you.
但其实我们是天天活在神的爱里面。
But we always live in God's love.
我们请看诗篇 35篇, 33篇。
Let's read Psalm 33.
诗篇的33篇,
Psalm 33,
第5节,
Verse 5.
诗篇33篇的第5节,
Psalm 33, verse 5.
这里说, 祂喜爱仁义公平, 遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。 这里作诗的人说,
the psalmist says,
他说, 遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。
The earth is full of his unfailing love.
我们到处去看,
if we look around,
你有没有看到神的慈爱?
Do you see God's love?
没有啊，我到处看都没有啊。
I look around, I don't see anything called love.
所以我们到处去风景去看，我没有感觉到神很爱我啊。
You can go to the beautiful places and you do not see God's love.
但是圣经说，遍地满了神的慈爱。
But the Bible tells us the earth is full of His unfailing love.
为什么？
Why?
因为所有的宇宙星球里面，只有地球最不一样。
Because of all the planets and universe, only on earth is different.
那你去想想看，为什么只有地球不一样？
Why is earth different?
因为只有地球里面住着神所造的他的儿子。
Because on earth are human beings, the sons created by God.
所以当神在造这个地球的时候，神是用他的爱来创造这个地球。
God created the earth with his love.
我们不会没有想，你就不会感觉得到。
If you don't think about it, you don't feel his love.
比方说我们晚上你发现这个是树叶上有露水。
At night, you may see dewdrops.
那你就露水，白天照的时候很漂亮。
Well, in the morning, they look very nice.
知道为什么会有露水？
But why is there, are there dewdrops?
因为空气有水蒸气。
Because there's water vapor in the air.
到晚上凝结成露水。
At night, it condenses.
这个就是神的慈爱。
That is God's love.
因为白天水一直蒸发，吸收了能量。
Because the water evaporates during the day.
所以你白天不会太热。
Then you won't, there's water in the air, you won't be too hot.
那到了晚上啊，这个水蒸气就凝结成为露水，就释放了能量。
But at night, the water condenses to water drops.
所以你到晚上就不会太冷。
Then you won't be too cold.
你到月球上面没有露水。
If you go to the moon, you don't see any water.
白天跟晚上温差一两百度。
And the difference between a morning and night is great.
那请问那个生活是怎么生活的？
How would you live in the moon?
所以我们现在温度调节得相当好。
There is a nice temperature on earth.
因为神在地上创造了这些水蒸气。
Because God created water.
这是神的慈爱。
That is the love of God.
我们到这个 Arizona 去看。
When I visited Arizona,
有一个 crater, 有一个很大的这个地坑。
There's a huge crater there.
在这个Grand Canyon 附近。
It's near Grand Canyon.
因为在很久以前呢，曾经有一个星球打到地球。
Many many years ago, an asteroid hit Earth.
根据统计啊，那个打下来所释放的能量啊，比人类放过的原子弹多好几百倍。
Scientists estimated that the force of that impact is 100 times greater than all the nuclear bombs we have.
其实这种星星掉下来常常有。
But asteroids fall every day.
但是为什么我们不会感觉得到？
But why don't we feel anything?
因为神在这个地球的外面创造一个大的气层。
Because there's an atmosphere above us.
所以当这个星星一掉下来，摩擦生热就烧掉了。
When the rocks hit the atmosphere, they will burn up.
所以整个大气层的存在，这个就是神的慈爱。
The atmosphere shows the love of God.
我们有没有去感觉？
Do we feel that?
你如果去想，你就感觉得到。
If you think about it, you will feel the love of God.
那如果没有大气层？
Because without the atmosphere,
天天大地震，
then there will be great earthquakes every day.
所有高的 building 全部都倒下来了。
We'll never have any buildings left.
所以我们持续去看，你思想，你就会得到就会感觉到神真的很爱我们。
If we will only watch and learn, we'll know God's love.
好像这个地球在绕太阳。
The earth revolves around the sun.
它的轨道一定，速度一定。
There's a certain speed and a certain time.
所以有春夏秋冬。
That's why we have these four seasons.
如果神把这个距离再拉长十分之一，在冬天。
But if the distance between the earth and the sun changes just a little bit,
整个旧金山地区都结冰了。
Then there will be the Bay Area might be frozen.
到了夏天。
Or in the summer.
如果神把这个距离再拉近十分之一。
If the earth is a little bit closer to the sun.
那旧金山会像 Arizona 一样更热。
Then you might feel, the Bay Area might feel like Arizona.
那生活怎么过呢？
How would you live?
所以为什么我们今天的空气这么温度这么好呢？
Why do we have such nice weather?
因为神在调整它的速度跟轨这个距离。
Because God is watching over the earth.
这个就是神的慈爱。
And that is his love.
圣经里面说神把这个水啊收在两极之间。
The Bible says that God collects water in heaven.
两极啊，南极北极。
In the two poles of heaven.
确实是这样的。
That is true.
你如果到那个阿拉斯加去看，有很多的冰山。
If you go to Alaska, you see many glaciers.
那神怎么样把这个水收在两极之间？
How does God collect the water in north and south?
神使这个温度啊，在很低的温度里面。
He can collect the water in the low temperature.
所以我们现在你住在海边的人啊，觉得风景很好，但是海水又不会侵犯。
We live by the beach, It's very nice, but you never get flooded.
但是现在这个世界有温室效应。
But but we see the greenhouse effect.
所以温度一直提高。
And as the temperature rises,
因此这个南北极的水一直融化。
The ice on the poles will melt.
水的海边一直涨高。
And the sea level goes up.
如果神让这个温度再高一点。
If God allows the temperature to rise again,
很多在平地, 包括这Pacifica, 都被水淹掉了。
Many places, including Pacifica, will be flooded.
所以这个温度一定, 这个就是神的慈爱。
It is God's love that we have a constant temperature.
我们真的天天活在神慈爱的安排里面。
We live under God's love every day.
我们去思想, 去感受, 你, 啊, 去观看思想, 你就会感受得到。
Let us think and observe.
好像说我们看到晚上有月亮。
At night, we see the moon.
为什么会有月亮?
Why is it there?
因为有月亮, 我们人才会有涨潮, 退潮, 这个海面。
Because with the moon, we have the tides.
有涨潮, 退潮, 才会有海浪。
And then that makes waves in the ocean.
有海浪, 水中才会有氧气。
Only with waves is there oxygen in the water.
有氧气, 里面才会有鱼。
And that's why there are fishes in the sea.
所以如果没有一个月球在那里,
without the moon there,
就没有海浪。
There will be no waves.
就没有氧气,
there will be no oxygen.
就没有鱼啊,
there will be no fish.
所以神所创造的地球是用他的慈爱来造的。
God created the earth with his love.
因此当我们越思想这个地球的奇妙, 你就越感觉到神真的很爱我们。 他造我们活在地球不是造这水星、木星、土星上面。
When we think about God's wondrous creation, we can feel his love. He did not put us on Mars. Or in Venus.
所以要让神的爱来感动我们觉得很喜乐我们要常常去观察思想。
In order to be filled with joy, we must watch and feel God's love.
请看诗篇的34篇。
Let's read Psalm 34.
诗篇的34篇。
Psalm 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
34篇的第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味, 便知道他是美善的。 投靠他的人有福了。第十节，
Verse 10，
少壮的枝子还忍饿缺食，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。这个地方说，我们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善的。Let's
taste and see that. There are many testimonies of God's love.
我们在生活当中啊, 你发现啊, 你只要亲近神, 神真的恩典够你用的。
As long as we draw near to God, we know that His grace is sufficient.
有一个姐妹她在见证。
There was a sister who witnessed for the Lord.
她的孩子, 出生以后,
she said that after her child was born,
她就把工作辞掉, 去照顾她的孩子。
She resigned to take care of the baby.
后来到她最后一个孩子去上学, 小学一年级。
Until her youngest kid went to grade school.
啊, 那个时候他就想啊, 啊, 我应该可以上班了。
And she thought maybe I could go back to work.
她只头脑这样想而已。
That's all she thought.
啊, 我应该可以去上班了。
I could go back to work now.
诶, 过了一两个礼拜,
After a few weeks,
有一个公司打电话来。
A company called her up.
她没有去搞工作, 那个公司打电话来说要叫她去上班。
She hasn't even looked for a job, but the company called her.
她觉得很奇妙, 我心里在想, 我想要上班, 神都知道。
She was rather surprised, and she said, I only thought to myself, but God knew everything.
那后来她就去公司应征。
So she went for an interview.
她就跟老板讲,
and she talked to the manager.
我说小孩子小, 我上下课我要载。
My kids are young, I need to drive them to and from school.
那老板跟她讲,
and the manager told her,
说小孩子上课你来上班, 小孩子下课你就可以下班。
When come to work after, you drop off your kids and you can leave when school ends.
他就真的, 哦, 满心感谢, 怎么, 神都知道, 感动人老板知道我的需要。
And she was so touched that God knew all her needs.
你尝尝主恩的滋味, 你就知道他是美善的。
Once you taste the love of God, you know that he is wonderful.
有时候你用很多人的方法, 很多人的努力, 你发现啊, 就是没有办法完成。
You might work so hard, but you can't get what you want.
那你亲近神把他交托给他, 他就完成了。
Just but as soon as you rely on God, he will give you what you need.
所以身上如果有神的恩典,
if you feel God's grace,
你发现啊, 真正你会常常被神的爱感动到流眼泪。
You will be touched by his love to tears.
那后来那个姐妹去上班以后,
after the sister started working,
她发现家里面好像少一部车子。
She felt that they needed a car.
那怎么办呢?
But what would she do?
她就这样一直想,
so she thought to herself,
要怎么办呢?
What should I do?
家里只有一部车子不方便。
We need another car.
那, 有一次他公司里面就那个老板就找他了。
And then one day her manager came to her.
说有一部车子哦，安排了安排去没有人开。
There's a company car that no one wants.
一个新的 van 要给他开。
He wanted to give her a new van.
就那部 van 开了两年了，新的全新的。
So that was a brand new van.
所以他真的满心感谢，连我需要车子我没有讲哦，神都知道。
So she was so thankful that God would know that she needed a car.
那后来这个公司里面在这个加薪了。
Then when it was time for promotions and raises,
他只去了半年了。
She was only in the company for 6 months.
我半年了，不好意思出口啊。
So she didn't feel right to ask for a raise.
他就安静不讲话。
So she didn't say anything.
那老板就看着很奇怪，怎么大家都讲话，只有你不讲话。
But her manager wondered why was she silent.
那以后这个老板给她一个很高 percentage 这个 raise.
So her manager gave her rather hefty raise.
她真的满心感谢。
She was thankful again.
神真的是奇妙的神。
God is a wonderful God.
你如果蒙神喜欢。
If you are pleasing to the Lord.
如果神的恩典在你身上。
If God's grace is upon you,
有时候你不要求，神都给你了，这不能会受感动的。
You don't even need to ask, and God will give you what you need.
过了一段时间呢、
After some time,
他的孩子问他母亲呢
，Her children ask her,
说我们很想养鸟
，We want to have some birds as pets.
你不可以买一只鸟给我们养
？Can you buy us a bird?
他的妈妈说哦，看半年，如果你们很乖，成绩很好，我就买一只鹦鹉给你来养。
So the mother replied, let's wait 6 months. If you get good grades, I'll buy you a parrot.
哇，这小孩子很高兴啊，半年就可以有一只鹦鹉。
So the kids were so happy. They were excited to get a parrot.
那这个姐妹也没有祷告。
And she did not pray to God about this.
过了两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
她有一个同事，鸟笼提着一只鹦鹉来，说这只鸟吵死了。
A coworker came to her and said, I can't stand this parrot anymore.
啊，吵到晚上都睡不着觉，我要送给谁，看谁要。
It's so loud, I couldn't fall asleep. So do you want the bird?
啊，那个姐妹说，我的小孩子更好，要买这个鹦鹉。
So the sister said, I will buy the bird.
啊，她把这个鹦鹉提回去，那个小孩子放下课回来看了，跳起来了。
When she brought the parrot home, and when her kids saw the bird, they were so happy.
连小孩子要一只鸟，神都知道。
God knows even when your kids want a bird.
所以我们要尝尝主恩的滋味，你就知道他是美善的。
When you taste the love of God, you know that He is wonderful.
亲近神的，什么好处都不缺。
When you're near God, you will lack nothing.
所以你越亲近神，越体验到神的恩典，你越发现说，神真的很爱我。
The closer you are to God, the more you know God loves you.
所以有时候你会感动到流眼泪。
You will be touched to tears.
我最近在接触一个慕道者，一个姐妹。
Once I was speaking with a sister.
她差不多来慕道三个月。
She had been studying the truth for 3 months.
她说她现在常常祷告在流眼泪。
She said that she often weeps in her prayer.
不是像哈拿一样痛苦很多流眼泪。
She was not weeping in sorrow like Hannah.
因为每一次她有需要祷告，神就帮助她。
But rather every time she prays, God answers.
过去她先生对她很不好。
Before her husband mistreated her.
现在她信主了。
And now that she believed in the Lord.
她开始改变自己。
She changed herself.
她发现她的先生完全改变了。
And she also saw that her husband was changed.
弯曲的变直。
The crooked became straight.
这个是神的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
非常受感动，流眼泪。
And she was touched to tears.
所以神真的是好的。
God is good.
神真的是充满着慈爱的。
God is full of love.
但是你要去寻求他。
But you must find him.
你就会去体验到他的爱，你就会受感动。
And you will experience this love and be touched by it.
从心里的深处，你会欢呼喜乐啊，在主耶稣的爱里面真好。
From the bottom of your heart, you will yell, "God is good."
所以啊，是啊这个是摩西的祷告说啊，求你用坚定不移的爱的满足我们，让我们能够欢呼喜乐。
Moses asked God to satisfy us with His unfailing love.
第三个，我们要怎么样让？我们能够真的感受到神的爱。
In order to feel God's love,
我们人的爱啊，除非你有一个表现，不然别人不容易知道。
You must see a manifestation of that love.
但是神的爱就不是这样。
That is the way. That is human love. But God's way is not so.
因为神会将他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Because God will pour His love upon us.
虽然神没有出生，但是神的爱会浇灌在我们里面。
Even though He says nothing, He pours His love upon us.
借着他的灵会浇灌在我们里面。
Through His Spirit, we can feel His love.
那人跟人不是这样啊。
That is not how we treat each other.
虽然你很爱你的太太，
you may love your wife,
但是你的灵不会跑到她里面啊。
But you cannot give her your spirit.
所以你如果爱你的太太，你先生，你没有一个表示，他不知道啊。
If you love your wife, but you do nothing, then your wife doesn't know you love her.
但是神不一样。
But God is not.
神的人会进到人的里面。
Because he can give us his spirit.
那神本身就是爱。
And his spirit is love.
所以他的爱充满你里面，就是神充满你，真的爱充满你里面。
When you're filled with God's spirit, you're filled with God's love.
先看罗马书的第五章。
Let's read Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
在214页
Romans chapter 5
第二节
Verse 2
我们又也借着他因信得以进入现在所占这个恩典中并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀第三节
Verse 3
不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的因为知道患难生忍耐第四节
Verse 4
忍耐生老练老练生盼望第五节
Five.
盼望不至于羞耻因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面这个地方说患难也是欢欢喜喜的
This passage tells us that we will rejoice even in suffering
这真的是不简单啊
That's tough to do
患难中会欢喜
How can you rejoice when you suffer?
那人要在什么情况下患难才会欢喜
And how can we do that?
就是在患难当中你要感觉到神很爱你
We rejoice in suffering if we feel God's love.
那你就会很喜乐。
You'll always rejoice.
那人要怎么样在患难当中会感觉到神很爱他
So how do we feel God's love in suffering?
第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
说神将他的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
God has poured out his love into our hearts.
所以人在患难当中如果被圣灵充满。
If we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的心中有神的爱充满他。
If there's God's love in the hearts.
他就会满心感谢。
Then we'll only thank God.
虽然肉体在患难中
Even though we suffer physically,
但是他的心满心感谢
Our hearts are full of thanks.
我曾经到 老人院去、啊、访问一个老姐妹
I visited an elderly sister.、
哦、一个房间里面住三个老人
There were three、elderly persons staying in one room.
那她住在最靠近窗户的旁边
And her bed was next to the window.
我看她有什么
And looked at what she had.
只有一个电视
She had a TV.
啊，最近有一个青年很爱他，去买一个那个，啊、没有线的、啊、wireless 那个 telephone.
And a youth loved her, so he bought her a wireless phone.
送给他说他现在多一个电话。
So she had a telephone.
啊，那我去这个老人看这个老人。
When I visited her,
我跟他谈话半个钟头。
I talked to her for half an hour.
这个半个钟头里面啊，他讲话里面充满着笑声，充满着感谢，充满着喜乐。
And throughout that conversation, she continued to laugh and was filled with joy.
我真的觉得很受感动，也觉得啊，这对自己觉得很羞耻。
I was moved and rather ashamed of myself.
他有什么？
What did she have?
她有一个床
She had a bed
一个电视
She had a TV
一个电话
She had a telephone
但是她满心感谢
But she was always thanking God
因为她感觉到神很爱她
Because she knew God loves her
所以她很喜乐
So she was always joyful
但是我们有什么
What do we have?
我们有的比她多了很多很多
We have so much more than her
她是靠社会福利在生活银行也没有钱
She lived on social security She didn't have a bank account
我们有的人很多
We have a nice bank.
但是我们没有感觉到喜乐在里面。
Yet we don't feel joy in the heart.
关键在哪里
？What is the key?
因为我们没有被神的爱充满。
Because we're not filled with God's love.
所以如果一个人被神的爱充满
，If we're filled by God's love,
你即使在一个很不好的环境里面，你也会很喜乐。
Even though you don't live a good life, you will still rejoice.
因为那最伟大的爱感动了你。
Because the greatest love will move you.
最有力量的爱感动了你。
The most powerful love will move you.
你还有不满足吗？
And how can you not be satisfied?
所以摩西对这个非常的了解。
Moses understood this.
他发现人一生要欢呼喜乐，就是要有神坚定不移的爱来满足我们。
We must be satisfied by God's unfailing love.
因此今天呢、啊，如果我们生活要得到满足
，Today, if we want to be satisfied,
要充满着喜乐。
If we want to be filled with joy,
我们不要一直到外面花钱去找那些东西。
We don't need to spend any money.
那一些常常是徒劳无功的。
Because what we buy with money are meaningless.
有一个你不必花钱就要满足你的。
We don't need to pay for something to satisfy.
就是神的爱。
If we look for God's love.
他坚定对你不移的爱。
His unfailing love to you.
他要满足你。
He wants to satisfy.
只要你愿意追求。
As long as you pursue.
你愿意亲近他。
As long as you want to draw near to him.
你就可以被他的爱所充满。
You will be filled with his love.
所以我们看这个圣经里面在讲使徒行传。
When we read the book of Acts,
他们大概祷告
When we read the apostles' prayers,
大 大家被圣灵充满。
When everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵充满所结出的第一个果子。
And what is the first fruit of the Holy Spirit?
就是仁爱。
It's love.
第二个果子。
The second.
就是喜乐。
It's joy.
所以我们看当初这个使徒教会。
When we look at the apostolic church,
他们为着相信耶稣。
For the sake of believing in Christ,
受到很大的逼迫。
They were greatly persecuted.
但是我们在使徒教会里面，你们看到大家非常的喜乐。
But don't we see joy in the church?
因为大家被圣灵充满。
Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
帖撒罗尼迦前书在讲帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church.
在大患难中接受了信仰。
It talks about the church who received the Lord in great persecution.
遇到很大的逼迫。
They were greatly persecuted.
但是圣经说。
But the Bible says.
他们有这个神所借着圣灵所赐给他们的喜乐。
They had the joy. They have the joy through the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵将神爱浇灌在他心里面。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God poured out His love to them.
所以摩西向神的愿祷。
These are the wishes of Moses.
第一个求智慧。
First wisdom.
第二个求赦罪。
Second forgiveness.
第三个就是求神的爱能够充满他。
Third, he asked to be filled by God's love.
请问你第一、第二、第三，你对神求什么？
Of all these three, what have you asked God for?
这个值得我们来对照来思想了。
Let's compare our wishes with His.
我们来唱一首诗。